The AP report suggests that this segregation is driven, in part, by schools of choice. On average, charter schools were more segregated than their public school counterparts. Buddy Morehouse is with the Michigan Association of Public School Academies. He says the schools are reflective of the communities around them.
By their very nature, there is no segregation in charter schools because nobody's forced to go to a charter school and nobody's prohibited from going to a charter school.
Mary Greck is with the Education Trust Midwest, an education policy research group. She says regardless of how it happens, segregation, both racial and economic, hurts student performance.
That kind of segregation and isolation just really puts poor kids at huge disadvantages, and that really hurts their chances for getting access to opportunities that rich and middle-class kids have all the time.
In a written statement, representatives for the Michigan Department of Education said, quote, it is the parents' decision to enroll their student where they believe is the best educational fit for them. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.